Аудиозапись номер 12 к упражнению 6.
How it all began. A lot of Russian cities have Kremlins. We can see them in Pskov, Novgorod, Tula, Smolensk, and in many other places. But the Moscow Kremlin stands out from them. People think that Moscow began in 1147. It was the year when Prince Yuri Dolgoruki of Suzdal sent Prince Sviatoslav a letter. He wrote, "Come to me, my brother, to Muscovy." In those days, all the buildings were on the territory of the Kremlin. It stood high on the bank of the Moskva River. To defend Moscow from the enemies, they built the first wooden wall around the Kremlin. The city grew very fast, and soon new houses appeared behind the Kremlin wall. But the Kremlin was still the most important place in Moscow. In the 14th century, they built the first stone churches and cathedrals in the Kremlin. Later, Dmitry Donskoy decided to build a strong wall of white stone and tall white towers around it. After that, people began to speak about white-walled Moscow. Before long, Moscow started to become a fairly important city of Russia. The Russian Tsars wanted to show their power and riches, so they began rebuilding the Kremlin again. They invited the best architects from Italy. Together with Russian builders, they turned the Kremlin into one of the most beautiful places in the world.